Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk about the Links to Freedom program. It is something that was new to me and is just a fascinating concept here, and we're going to find out all about it. Steve Greiner is here, the executive director of Links to Freedom, and also Jose Gonzalez is a participant in Links to Freedom. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for getting up and coming down this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Ted.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Steve, this was this your idea?
It was. By trade, I'm a PGA golf professional, and when 9/11 hit, I was the head professional at Fort Belvoir. And so 2 or 3 years after 9/11, I started giving back to the troops using golf. And as I was doing that, I realized how great golf is as therapy for people coming back from deployment. And so, and I also had a lot of advantages having Walter Reed nearby. And of course, Fort Belvoir is also a big rehabilitation post or installation for the Army. They have a hospital and wounded warriors live right on the post. So I was able to get a lot of input from doctors and therapists, and we started taking golf to a whole nother level. And then a few years ago, what happened was doing it under the Army was very challenging. There's a lot of ethics against fundraising, a lot of roadblocks, a lot of laws. They're all somewhat correct. It's the way it is. I mean, it's the federal government. And so we ended up forming Links to Freedom so that we could grow the program into what it is today.
The there's a website, linkstofreedom.org, that will give you all kinds of information. So when did you discover, after you said after 9/11, but I don't know that I would ever connected, you know, golf and kind of the rehabilitation. As you think about it, and as I've read things, it makes sense.
Yeah, golf's got a lot of advantages. I mean, the beauty of golf courses, they can do it with their family. There's little risk of injury. It's great for balance. It's great for coordination. And so when I first started, I was given back, but then I realized that this could really be part of their long-term recovery, and it could help them reintegrate their families. And so we really took it to another level, and that's why we have Links to Freedom, so that we were able to raise the funds necessary to grow the program. And so that's what kind of brings us here today.
Well, and the fact that you involve families in this too, I think is another unique aspect. A lot of times it's not just you're involving everybody.
That's right, and Gold Star families too, where they've lost someone in combat. So it's Gold Star families and wounded, ill, and injured, active or retired, and their families and caregivers. And so, because they're all affected by the military person's service. So if someone in the family gets injured or ill, the whole family, it takes part in that, in the recovery. So that's why we included the families.
Jose, how did you get involved in this?
So I first heard about Links to Freedom through another service member that we were out doing a Wounded Warrior event, and heard about Links to Freedom and decided to sign up and go through the whole 8 weeks process. It was really word of mouth. That's how really a lot of stuff gets done, word of mouth.
Steve, Jose mentioned the 8 weeks. Talk about that. What's involved there?
Each location, so Fort Belvoir is the original. It's the largest in the original location. Each program has 2 8-week sessions, one in the spring, one in the fall. They're 2 hours long where there's a lot of mentoring and coaching, teach them the game. We also have guest speakers, and we all have lunch together. So we do it twice a year, 16 weeks, on Saturday mornings, because that's good for the whole family. Mm-hmm. And so we're in the middle of the spring session right now. We'll go through June, and then we start back in August, and we'll go through October.
Had you played golf before, Jose?
I had. I can't say that I played, but I've been out there and hacked around a little bit.
Sure.
But yeah, it was something that I didn't think it would work as therapy, but until I got out there and wasn't a situation that I was in where you get out on the links and you kind of, you're out in the nature and all that. So that really does help you.
I was going to ask you about that. So that really does. And I guess just the, you're out, you're also, it's something you can concentrate on. And there I guess a number of things where golf would be a help.
Correct. So, you know, the therapeutic nature of it being out in like I said, amongst the trees and the nature, some with your, you know, your buddies that are out there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Kind of all suffering the same way, can't hit the shot right or whatever it may be. So you can, misery loves company there, you know what I mean? But yeah, so that's the component, the camaraderie that you get when you come to Links to Freedom. You get that camaraderie with all your other service members that are all kind of seeking the same thing. And in a small group setting like that, when you're out on out in the links, it's kind of the same small group setting you had in the military where you can kind of talk to each other about certain things that you probably wouldn't be too comfortable in a large group or in front of another medical provider or things of that nature. It's just that setting is what we most need and want, in my opinion.
Steve, have a lot of things come out of this that you may not have even, things like that, you know, that you may not have even thought of that have kind of grown out of Links to Freedom in getting these guys together and just, you know, whether, you know, just the smaller groups and different things like that.
Yeah, At first I didn't realize the impact the game could have. And of course, golf has a strong, affluent community that supports it. So a lot of times, as I mentioned, we have guest speakers. So we've had people come that have helped get jobs for veterans. We've had people that have come to help with purchasing a home. So there's a holistic approach that's going on to the program. And the other thing, too, that I learned was that suicide and long-term depression is a big problem. And there's a lot of self-medication that's going on. VA's a little bit overwhelmed by it, but it's easy to send them to battle. But then you have to take care of them when it's over. And so I think that what we're trying to do is position the game to be, you know, to kind of replace that self-medication where maybe they're sitting in their home and they're depressed and, you know, possibly using alcohol or drugs, you know, self-medicating. So we want the game to be a long-term activity that complements,
yeah,
I should say, what they're doing with their doctors and their therapists.
Have you found that, Jose, that it sounds like it has for you?
Yeah, it has for me. I know countless of others that it also has that positive effect. Just being out there and having the opportunity to kind of let loose a little bit around your battle buddy, so to speak, and you know, just letting it out where nobody's judging you, nobody's, you know, you're all talking the same business, you know.
Yeah. Has your golf game gotten better?
I'd like to think that it has. You know, being out as much as, you know, I try to get out there as much as I can, learning some of the stuff that Steve teaches. So I think it's gotten a little bit better.
Steve, for you, this is a whole new, I guess, kind of a whole new life for you that, you've been able to take golf to a different place in your own life.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought as a golf instructor that you would be in a position where maybe you've played a part in saving a life. But since I started the program, three people that were associated with it, not at the time they were in the program, but attempted suicide. And so all the things that you read about, the 20 people a day and so forth, it's all very true. And so I've been able to get a little bit of a glimpse of what's really going on. And I don't, you know, pretend to be an expert, and I don't want to try to be a doctor, but we're trying to complement everything that they're doing to get better.
No, this is you can see a lot of great things about this program, and it's great that you saw an opening there and something that you were involved in, and have been able to make it work.
Absolutely. So, and what I've gotten out of it, it's just unbelievable. I never thought that, you know, you get around people that have gone through what they've gone through, and so it's one of those where sometimes, you know, you say, if you volunteer, you'll get more out of it. So when I started it, I was just trying to give back, but I had no idea that I was going to be so close to something so special, to where you could help really people that are true heroes. And it's, the whole thing's very touching. And in fact, the Memorial Day concert's coming up, And I got invited by our program administrator, a graduate of the program, and she's a Gold Star wife. And they're doing a feature, PBS is doing a feature on her on the Memorial Day concert, and she invited me to go. And those are the kinds of things where sometimes I don't feel like I'm deserving to be in those positions. Mm. But here I'm being invited by a Gold Star wife to a concert where she's going to be honored. And she feels like the program has really helped her son and her kind of reconnect and recover from what they went through.
Wow. That's you know, terrific.
Kind of to add to that, it's the grassroots of our organization. We're small. We're not a huge Wounded Warrior Project type situation.
Yeah.
And it To Steve's credit, and he don't like to take the credit, but the organization is family. It's more like a family than it is a business or anything like that. And that's why you get people that have been through the program always reach back out to us and want to be a part and want to have Steve take part in their lives and things of that nature. I myself went through the program, completed the 8 weeks, and then I bugged Steve. And I bugged Steve, and I bugged Steve, and our president Rob Kuhn, and I finally was able to get on the board, so I can give back.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what it's about. You know, once you go through it, and you're kind of in a place where you can give back, then we should be giving back, and that's what I did.
It is called Links to Freedom, and the website to find out more information is linkstofreedom.org. Steve Greiner is here. Jose Gonzalez is here. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about it and talk about a couple of golf tournaments coming up. And we will do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shuler.
Steve Greiner, Jose Gonzalez here this morning. We are talking Links to Freedom. Linkstofreedom.org is the website to find out more about this terrific organization. And it's about golf. It's about rehabilitation golf. For wounded warriors. Steve, you've got the Links to Freedom Freedom Cup is coming up. It's a golf tournament, and it's coming up fast and furious on us.
It is. It's our fourth annual. The Links to Freedom program is provided to the eligible military service members at no cost. So obviously, Links to Freedom has to raise the funds so that we can provide the program. We do it at Department of Defense facility, so the main program's at Fort Belvoir, and so they work with us, but mm-hmm. we still have to raise the funding. So we hold a couple of tournaments every year to do that. And June 3rd, we'll be at Mount Vernon Country Club, and this will be the fourth year that we're doing the tournament. And so we still have openings. We'd love to have people who want to support this great program. And it'll be June 3rd at Mount Vernon, 1100 shotgun. And you can find out about it, as you said, on linkstofreedom.org.
But what a great opportunity to go out, and especially if you like golf, you can play golf. But I'm sure you can meet some of these wounded warriors too, I would think.
Absolutely. A lot of the groups will have a wounded warrior in the group, and they participate in the event, and it's a great chance to get to know them and to hear their stories. It's pretty inspiring, and I think sometimes in a backward kind of way, it can help your golf game because you get a whole different perspective when you go and you play golf and you hear what some people have been through.
And also to jump on that is the networking aspect of it too for the Wounded Warriors. And so we get like-minded folks together, get them at the tournament, have a great time, and then Wounded Warriors who would probably never have a chance to speak to, you know, a CEO or a local business owner. You know, they might find themselves with a job offer, maybe. Who knows? Depending on how that all works out and the timing of it all. But that's really the other aspect of it. We have to go out there and raise some money to keep the program free for the Wounded Warriors. But also that other perspective for the Wounded Warrior is the whole holistic approach to healing. You know, getting better mentally, physically, and then trying to get a job. Transition out and do those things. So that's part of this process as well.
Yeah, no, that's and that's a big process. The go out and get a job, And just to make some of those connections is a huge component of this, I would think.
It is huge. It's actually, you can't put a value on it. You know, to be able to sit for 2 or 3 hours on the golf course and you're riding along with some, you know, local business owner or CEO of a company or something, you can't put a price tag on it.
Right. He may be interested in you, or he may know somebody.
Right.
The other thing of this is, so many of us you'll play golf and you'll spend a couple hours, and you talk about the things that you talk about in a golf game. It would seem like this is the kind of thing you walk off the course, and if I've been playing with you, Jose, and I learn your story or learn about you or others and hear other stories, it's gonna be the kind of a game that I'm never gonna forget.
Correct. It is a memorable experience. And I've known folks that they do keep in touch, and I've known some Wounded Warriors that have gotten some job offers off of some of these tournaments, and so it's a blessing in disguise to be out there, you know, really playing the game of golf and networking. This is what it's all about.
Boy, and Steve, this is the type also of situation where a lot of us will say, I'd like to do something. I'd like to help Wounded Warriors, but I don't know how. Here's a way, and even if you don't play golf, find somebody in your company that does play golf and have them go, and maybe you can tag along too. This is a way to help Wounded Warriors, and this if you're looking for a way, this is it.
Oh, absolutely, and as I said, golf's a lifetime sport, so this is the injuries that they have suffered are not going to go away, you know, in a week or a month. I mean, these are things. I mean, even today, we're still seeing what a lot of the Vietnam veterans went through.
Yeah.
So with today's the signature with the recent conflicts are a lot of explosions which cause traumatic brain injury. And so that's something that they're going to battle for a long time. So people that would like to support our program, I mean, you can go on our website, and there's a lot of ways. I mean, in-kind donations of golf equipment can be very helpful. Volunteers at our program can be good. Links to Freedom can use people to help us with, you know, social media, bookkeeping, accounting. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of roles. There's a lot of ways people can give back. They can always make a donation on our website, linkstofreedom.org. And then, of course, if they want to make a donation, meet a lot of the Wounded Warriors and have just a wonderful time in doing it, then they can come to our golf tournaments or one of our events. So the next one only being a little less than a month away at Mount Vernon, June 3rd.
June 3rd. It's called the Freedom Cup.
That's right.
And it's at Mount Vernon Country Club. And I guess go to linkstofreedom.org for all the information and to sign up.
Correct.
That's right. Linkstofreedom.org. You can register at a link to the tournament page, and you can register your team right on the website.
Jose, I would think, Jose Gonzalez, Steve Greiner here this morning from Links to Freedom on News Talk 1230 WFVA. But just the fact you go through, you talked about, you know, the 8 weeks and all of that. But this particular golf tournament, what a great opportunity, like you said, for you guys to get out there and to play and to meet the community.
Absolutely. First, we get to showcase some of the skills that we've learned from Steve's teaching and in his group. But also just have a good time. Mingle with the folks that are coming out to support us, because that's really what it's about. Again, camaraderie is big amongst the golfers, and so it's a perfect opportunity to come out there and again just network.
And if you're a golfer, and I mean this is really a unique opportunity to be able to do something like this on June 3rd. Get a bunch of the people that you play golf with together and go up to Mount Vernon and do this.
It'll be a great time. It's like you said, you get to meet the soldiers and you get to hear their stories, and that's good. And when I alluded to earlier with golf game, a lot of golfers, it is a challenging sport, and a lot of golfers kind of get bedeviled by that challenge. But then they meet some of the wounded soldiers that are playing golf and using it as therapy, and it really helps their perspective that, you know, it's only a game. And so that's what I was mentioning before. You know, it's just golfers can get a little crazy about their golf game, but then they'll meet Jose or they'll meet others, and then they're like, well, you know, if I don't hit this shot great, it's not the end of the world, you know, because there's a whole nother perspective to think about.
Exactly. If I hit it into the water on 17 And I know your story, Jose, or you know, whoever I'm playing with, it doesn't seem like that big a deal.
Right, right. Some of the folks that are in the program, they've gone through some serious stuff. So when they get out there and they get to tell their story, if they want to tell the story, however that works. But it puts everything in perspective when you're out there. It really does.
It would be interesting, too, though. I'm sure that a lot – just because you're a wounded warrior doesn't mean you're not competitive.
Oh, absolutely.
And that'd be fun, too, to, you know, all of a sudden get you know, get beat by somebody who's competitive.
Oh, it gets competitive. There's a lot of trash talk that happens out there, too. So, yeah, it's a great time. It truly is.
This is really a unique opportunity, Steve, for us, and especially in this area, because we do have a lot of military around here, and to do that, and to, this is, you can play golf and really help a great cause.
That's right, and so we're working with the military because Links to Freedom was selected by the Department of Defense to take the Fort Belvoir model to the other warrior care installations around the country. There's about 15 of them. So as we're developing the support for the program, we'll be able to touch a lot of lives if people get involved. So that's really what it's all about, is trying to use the power of the Northern Virginia community and that military community, and hopefully we can get the Fort Belvoir model out, because other parts of the country don't have a program of this nature. So we also want to try to work toward doing that as well. So
I wanted to ask you about that. We'll continue that, because I was wondering is this just for us, or is this more nationwide? And we'll get into that when we come back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Jose Gonzalez and Steve Greiner here this morning. Links to Freedom is our focus. The Freedom Cup, June 3rd at Mount Vernon Country Club. Go to linkstofreedom.org for information on how you and your golfing pals can get involved on that day at Mount Vernon Country Club. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Steve Greiner and Jose Gonzalez here this morning. Links to Freedom is our focus. Linkstofreedom.org is the website. It's a rehabilitation in golf for wounded warriors. I guess one of the things, and you've kind of mentioned this, Steve, golf is a tool you're using for rehabilitation.
Yes, it's not just about playing golf. We were able to use the resources that we have with our proximity to Walter Reed and Fort Belvoir Hospital. So the one point that I would make is that we have been able to use the game to help people. It's a complement to what they're doing with their physical therapists, and we've gotten them involved in the program, and they've done a lot of counseling to the instructors to help us screen for injuries and what to look for. Of course, you don't want to use sports psychology on someone who's got traumatic brain injury, and/or post-traumatic stress. But we've really been able to use the game as a tool to help in their long-term physical therapy.
Boy, and in this area too, you think of so many that are coming into Walter Reed, or so many that end up relocating wounded warriors into this region. This is a great spot for the launch of this.
Yeah, hopefully the numbers of active duty people coming back wounded is reducing. You know, we never want to see that, but obviously there are thousands, if not more, of people that were affected by the conflicts, and so a lot of people. Think of it as visible physical injuries, amputation, or so forth. But the explosions caused a lot of traumatic brain injury. Mm-hmm. And you couple traumatic brain injury with post-traumatic stress, and that's a battle of a lifetime right there.
Jose Gonzalez here. Jose is a wounded warrior. Jose, thank you for your service to all of us. How'd you get out here? What's your story?
So in 2014, I retired after 20 years in the Marine Corps. Was struggling a little bit to find a job after I retired, and one day I, you know, got a job offer from here in D.C. and made a decision that, you know, I couldn't pass it up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I relocated out here, which was a little tough because in the Marine Corps, and I, you know, I'm sure it's the same in the Army and everywhere else, but in the Marine Corps, you really don't have a choice when you deploy. You know, you have to go. And so here I was making a choice on my own to leave my family behind because my kids were in school and whatnot. So I had to separate from them and come here and leave them in California. So that was tough on me, and that was challenging going through everything else that I was going through. So so Links to Freedom, and I always tell Steve and anywhere I talk, they were there at the right time for me when I was out here by myself. Because, you know, things happen. You know, some folks self-medicate and things of that nature. So Links to Freedom was there. The camaraderie was there. The folks that were in the program were there for me. And we were there for each other. So it can get really tough when you're out here alone. I didn't have a support network. I didn't have any friends out here because I spent the majority of my time out west. And so that's how I got out here, and I got linked up with Links to Freedom.
Boy, and just the whole I know so many people that have gotten out of the when they leave the military after being in for 20 years or longer, and it's you'd think with all the skills that they have, it would be no problem to find a job, and it's sometimes it's just heartbreaking watching them struggle.
Right. So you get a lot of you're overqualified, or you don't have the specific experience. And so again, these tournaments that we're having is a perfect opportunity where folks can talk about what they've done and hopefully network and get a job offer or something like that, because most military folks, we're pretty resilient. We learn on the fly, mm-hmm. Things of that nature. So when you know, the normal job, you know, application process and things of that nature doesn't quite fit in our mold, because we're kind of jack of all trades. And so, again, part of that holistic approach that Links to Freedom has, where we're not just out there playing golf. We're the whole rehabilitative part of it, physical, mental therapy, all that stuff. And the camaraderie, again, I can't mention that enough. The camaraderie was huge.
I was just going to say, Jose, you've talked about that, of just how, I mean, the golf really is secondary, that the just being able to share with others who kind of talk your language.
Exactly.
Is a huge part of this.
Right. So if you ask most retirees, you know, if they miss the military, most of them probably say no. What they miss is the people.
Yeah.
It's the people that you miss, the good times and the bad times that you all shared. And so that's what it's about.
Who knew, Steve, years ago when you were as a golf pro, that this kind of thing would come your way?
It's just been amazing. It's just a blessing to be put there. And in fact, when I took the job at Fort Belvoir, ironically, it wasn't really my plan to have a military golf career. So I took the job, and 9/11 happened, and then you know, the people that I serve were being deployed, and one thing led to another, and I wouldn't change a thing, other than, you know, you wish people didn't have to go through what they did, but they do have to go through it, and then it's important for people like myself to be there to support them.
LinksToFreedom.org is the website. We're going to talk again about the golf tournament at the Mount Vernon Country Club on June 3rd, where you can meet people like Jose and others and play golf and help a really good organization. You mentioned that this is where you're based here, but I would think that other areas that have concentrations of military, this could be replicated in many different areas, I would think.
Absolutely. And we're in nine states. We have seven programs, and then an eighth or a ninth that we're doing a collaboration with someone. And so we are in the process of getting the program out to others. But in order to do a better job of that, we have to improve our funding. And so the Department of Defense has not been able to fund adaptive golf. So they have done things to help reduce costs. So they have contributed. They want to have the program because they see the value to it. And so that's where Links to Freedom steps in. So when we do really well at our golf tournaments coming up, that money will get put to good use, and it making the program available to more and more families, military families.
Links2freedom.org is the website. Boy, Jose, I'm sure when you first got hooked up and maybe even the first or the first couple times, first couple sessions, you had to be just thinking, this is just what I need. This is perfect for my situation.
Right. So it kind of lifts that burden off you. It kind of, you're out there, you're just swinging the club. You're learning how to swing the club, learning how to hold the club. So it's all kind of basic stuff, but you're out there and you look up and down the line if you're on the range and you see others just like you struggling, trying to hit that shot, or they're shanking the shot. And so it makes you feel good that you're all kind of on the same level there. And so, yeah, it was, again, right place, right time for me.
Had you ever played golf before?
I had. I first picked up a stick to hit some golf balls when I was stationed in Barbados at the embassy there. And then didn't play again for a while until I got back out to California. So, yeah, I played a little bit.
So I guess, Steve, you have all kinds of people who are coming to you at all levels, either, you know, who don't know a 9-iron from a driver.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because some of them are, you know, former special forces, you know, real strapping young people that are, you know, very athletic. And a lot of times they're like, oh, golf, you know, golf wasn't, you know, I played football or I did this or that. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, you've kind of met your match now. And so they take up golf, and they all get hooked by it. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see. I think a lot of the people that come to the program may not have been, you know, people that would have thought of golf otherwise. And so I think it brings a more diverse group of people to the game, which I think is phenomenal.
Well, it is a great sport for you know, to just we've talked about the importance of just being outside, but there's just a lot of different skills that you have to have, and there are a lot of thinking skills in golf of where to place a shot or what club to use, and so there are a lot of things you can use in golf that maybe some other sports a little bit different from other sports.
Yeah, very good for focus. Very good for concentration. But the social skills Jose referred to, because I what's pretty common is how many start the program and they really won't say much. You could see where there's depression or they're in a shell, if you will.
Yeah.
And then sometimes toward the end of the program, it's interesting to see how they're just chatting away. They're just chatting away and talking up a storm and telling jokes and stuff. And even some go on to represent Links to Freedom at outside events, because there's a very strong military community. There's foundations that are helping military folks in other ways, and we partner with them a lot. That's that holistic approach. And a lot of our people are at different kinds of events, speaking before, you know, large groups of people and stuff. And when they started the program, they were in a shell, and you could barely get a word out of them.
Well, and like you said a few minutes ago, there are all kinds of opportunities for people to be plugged in. Whether it's you definitely need people that can become donors or people that can become involved, but a lot of volunteer opportunities here too.
Absolutely, as I mentioned earlier, we need people to help the foundation itself, social media, you know, accounting, all kinds of communication stuff. We can use that and. Donation of equipment is very good, and because a lot of them are lower income, which is very common, and so golf equipment can be a little pricey. So we'll take donations of any kind of equipment, and then of course we can use volunteers at the golf tournaments and at the program itself.
June 3rd is the Freedom Cup tournament at Mount Vernon Country Club, and you were telling me that there's one also. You got one in October too.
We do. October 7th at Springfield, we'll also have another tournament. And so Springfield's a beautiful golf club and a real top-shelf course. So it's a great opportunity, private club. So it's a great opportunity for people to get to play a course they maybe don't find that easy to get on. And so that'll be in October. Beautiful time of year, I might add, also.
The number of people involved in this, I guess it varies at different times, or just do people go in and out, or if you?
So we have a pretty steady base of participants, 50 every week or so, give or take some. Just depends on, you know, whatever's going on in life that weekend. But yeah, we have a steady stream of folks that come in and they sign up and they do their 8 weeks. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Over 200 will go through the Belvoir program each year. And we're probably in the neighborhood of 350 to 400 military participants in all our programs combined.
Mm. This is a great, like I said, we're in a really a unique spot and a unique area to have this kind of program. And Fort Belvoir is not that far away from around here. Or you've got Northern Virginia and the Maryland suburbs to draw from. And we're thank you, Steve, for taking off, you know, after 9/11 and decided you wanted to do something and to be able to incorporate this the way you have.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the program. Every little bit helps. So I know this opportunity is great for us. And it's been my pleasure to do this. And I'll do this as long as there's a need. And so hopefully we'll see a lot of people out at Mount Vernon for the tournament on June 3rd. And like I said, you can find the link on linkstofreedom.org.
It's rehabilitation and golf for wounded warriors. Links to Freedom. Linkstofreedom.org is the website. June 3rd is the golf tournament that we're focusing in on this morning at Mount Vernon Country Club. And when we come back, we will get into, again, all the specifics of how you can sign up and what will happen that day. Steve Greiner and Jose Gonzalez here with Links to Freedom. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shue.
Steve Greiner and Jose Gonzalez here this morning. We are talking Links to Freedom, a rehabilitation and golf for wounded warriors. Linkstofreedom.org, the website. There is a tournament, a golf outing, if you will, on June 3rd, the Freedom Cup. It's at Mount Vernon Country Club. And go to linkstofreedom.org for information. One of the things, Steve, I guess the other thing is if I want to do this, but June 3rd doesn't work for me, I could buy a foursome.
Yes, you can buy a foursome, and then we'll use that with our wounded warriors to play in the event. So we still need foursomes for the tournament on June 3rd, and we're also looking for foursomes for the tournament in October on the 7th. But yes, if you can't make the event, you can make a donation on linkstofreedom.org, but you can also buy a foursome.
And so the donations are going to help you be able to expand what you're doing.
Yes, and there's still a lot of people that would like to be in the program that we haven't had funding for. And there are also things that we would like to add to the curriculum to enhance the rehabilitative effect, so the long-term effect. So yes, we do have funding needs. And so we would just love to get more and more people involved if we can.
8 weeks is what you do. The program involves 8 weeks in the spring and in the fall, and they get I guess classroom instruction, and you get all kind in real life instruction in golf.
Yeah, we do 2 hours, and they learn the game, and we have a lot of guest speakers, and PGA professionals are very well trained in mentoring and coaching. So it's a very much a mentoring and coaching program. And then there's a lot of partner opportunities that stem off that, to where they get to go. And Jose will tell you this, they get to play some really exciting places like Congressional Golf Club and Robert Trent Jones Golf Club. And some of our people have gone to Scotland and Ireland. And so there's a lot of thought that goes into the program. And we use a lot of those things. Some people can get a set of clubs from Ping also. That's another donation. So we use a lot of those things as an incentive for people to participate and to try to keep their attendance up, because in order for us to help you, you need to attend the program. So yeah. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. And so that's just a glimpse of what we do on a regular basis.
And it's all monitored by a medical doctor and health professionals.
Yes, and they're very much involved in the program, and they've been able to give a lot of good advice to our instructors on how to best approach building a golf program that will help them with what they're doing with their therapy and rehabilitation.
And Jose Gonzalez, you've talked this morning just about just the camaraderie and just the networking that this whole program has provided you and others.
Absolutely. I can't express how that's helped myself and others that I know in the program, to further their life and what's going on in their life. So again, those opportunities are, you can't put a price on it. Folks need to come out, enjoy themselves, sponsor, force them if they can't come out. And that's just, how we roll here at Links to Freedom. We're, like I said, mentioned before, we're a small grassroots organization. We are a family. We take care of one another. And that's where, the camaraderie comes in. And Steve will tell you, we like to joke around, and just like any other family does. And it's great. It's a great time. Great atmosphere.
Well, what's great about this and this whole show this morning, because we've done shows before on the problems that wounded warriors come back with, and that we talked about just the high suicide rates and the different issues out there. This really is giving people hope. There's a program in place and a program in our area that really is helping people.
Absolutely. It's you can tell when you're out there and you're going through the guys and gals are going through the 8 weeks, and you can tell that, from week one to week eight, how they've transformed, how they've changed, in their being and how they react into the folks around them. You can tell. So the program is benefiting a lot of folks.
It's linkstofreedom.org. The Freedom Cup, the tournament at Mount Vernon Country Club is June 3rd. Go to linkstofreedom.org for all the information on that. And if you can't make it, buy a foursome. And if you can do that and perhaps become a regular donor or get some people or yourself and volunteer with Links to Freedom, linkstofreedom.org. Steve Greiner, Jose Gonzalez, thank you for coming in. We'll stay in touch and maybe do this again in the fall before the next tournament. But thank you for what you both are doing through this.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it. We will see you in the morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.